The 6.2 magnitude quake shook the densely populated province of Central Java, hitting the ancient royal city of Yogyakarta hardest. Many buildings collapsed and power supplies were cut off. Health services have been stretched thin. One local hospital collapsed in the quake and remaining hospitals are filled with injured people. Hundreds more are waiting outside for treatment. But emergency efforts are now underway. Latifer Rahman, the head of emergency operations for the Indonesian Red Cross, says teams have been mobilized to look for survivors and a steady stream of relief services has been pouring into Central Java all day.
And also from the relief side, we have mobilized 1,000 family tents from our Surabaya logistic units. We have sent also food and water, as well as body bags, thousands.
Relief organizations are already in the area, helping to evacuate people living around an active volcano. Their resources have now been diverted to help quake survivors. A field unit hospital that was recently used to help victims of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami is also on its way to Java. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on Saturday morning ordered the army to help search for and evacuate victims. The international response has also been swift, with Malaysia, France, Britain, and Russia among the first to help. The earthquake has increased activity in a nearby volcano, Mount Merapi, which has been threatening to erupt for several weeks. Local scientists are worried the tremor may have weakened a growing dome of lava at the volcano's summit. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.